got perspective, we got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
Hello, and welcome to episode 188 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at patreon.com/grills. I am Linda, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ember.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hi.
All right, so we're going to take the... Hello, Studio Cat. We're going to take this moment... to go ahead and give you a little bit of a disclaimer. So our topic today is the quote-unquote the perfect RPG Kickstarter drama. And to talk about that, we're going to have to get into the backstory of it, which is going to involve some kind of unpleasant uncomfortable situations, we'll say. So... this is your disclaimer about if things talking about
sexual assault.
Yeah. If talking about that makes you uncomfortable, you know, you can stick with us for what we're anticipating and, you know, what we've been up to, but just be aware that that is going to probably come up in our discussion topic. So there you go. Your disclaimer. So, what have you girls been up to? Amber?
Pain. So much pain.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. It's
never
been,
good.
It's been quite a thing. Weirdest, you know, like you wake up with a crick in your neck type thing, except it didn't go away. And woke me up crying. And I've been to doctors. I was taking hydrocodone, I was taking muscle relaxers, I was icy hot, I got a TENS unit, which I actually have attached to me right now, like a big nerd. Ice, heat, yeah, the doctors gave me steroids and used lasers to try and break up this knot, and so that was last Sunday, so it has been over a week, and... only in the last few days, with even the course of steroids, have I been where I can move some and not have to wear a neck brace to drive. Well, I couldn't drive with a neck brace, but to even be taken anywhere for a little bit. And today I got up and it was like getting really bad again, and it was my last day on steroids. So I went to the chiropractor, which I kind of wanted to do right away, but... the pain at the beginning, like last week, was so intense. I was like, I'm just going to go to the actual doctor and see first, because if I try to get an adjustment in this condition, I'm going to be on the floor. No. So, although I'll probably do a couple more, I have more relief from one adjustment than I've had in this 8 days of pain from... lasers and every drug imaginable. And yeah, so I have to keep at the ice and hydration and using my TENS unit, and I might need a few more adjustments, but I feel like I'm finally have some actual relief that lasted more than an hour or two. So yay. Can't recommend chiropractors highly enough, honestly. Like, there was a point years ago where I was in a wheelchair and I finally dragged myself to a chiropractor, and he solved a problem that many doctors could not. And it's like the only regret I ever had was not going sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like I just did that again, but I really only waited the week to get it under control enough that like I could get myself there and back.
Yeah.
So hopefully finally on the mend. And I'm managing to be here and coherent, so that's a huge step. I painted.
You did?
It's not very good
or
anything.
Cute!
It's a whole, like, mantle thing, you know? We still have our winter ones up there. with the raccoons and the Christmas bats. And I've been dying to do something springy. And we just planted a whole bunch of tulip and hollyhock and stuff this week. And
Your hubby was on Facebook talking about blackberry bushes.
Elderberries.
And elderberry bushes.
Yes. That was, I could finally drive Saturday. So I drove and we went to a nursery and we got two elderberry bushes, black lace and black beauty. So I have like black leaves. And three blueberry bushes, a mid, early, and a late. And some fertilizer to put in the bales that we're doing some of the vegetables in. And
your Morticia garden is coming along nicely, I see.
It is so coming along. He's got these like black hollyhocks and he painted these gladiolus that are, they're, what are they called? Espresso. They're like this deep dark brown. So we've all this like purple and black and brown foliage coming up this year. So that's been really cool. And, you know, I'm going to need a dehydrator. So there's that, but yeah, I was able to paint my tiny little painting yesterday. Playing some WoW, finally finished, like made my first legendary for my, it's not a faction now, what is it,
Covenant.
Your Covenant. Yeah, I got that Covenant stuff done, did my first raid, did Xenathrius, cool. So that was exciting, and, so I got that stuff, and we were doing Torghast last night to, we still haven't rescued Thrall, and it was like really hard. I don't know what the actual, I mean, I haven't played in a week because it hurt too much not to sit in this chair, but we went in three times. We had to keep lowering the difficulty to get it done, which was weird. I feel like we were face rolling it. Like you get all these special abilities as you go through and like, we're a good team. We know how to play together. And then what the flap? We were trying to do it at five. And then we tried to do it at four. We were just dying to this stuff. And we almost gave up.
Was it one level in particular or like,
yeah, I don't remember what it was called though.
Okay.
It was where, like, we had to get boss. The clue for Thrall.
Okay.
And there's this, some mobs that were just really bad. But we did actually end up where you get the final, you died too many times and the big thing just comes and kills you. And we had never gotten that bad off in Torghast before. But whatever. And the only other thing I have going on is sewing challenges. I'm still trying to make... I'm so behind in this commission for our friend Reverend Barney with the tarot pouches and the material for the first one is just being a nightmare, and I'm a little at a loss because it's velvet on the outside and then the inside is silver lame, and I fused them into its own fabric, and then I've got it inside out. I'm trying to sew it together. I have like the drawstring channels done, but sewing the actual together through those four layers of the very widely different fabrics. Yeah. My machine is like, fuck you, no, just no. And I rethread and I put in a different bobbin, and then I'm like, I'm gonna have to change thread again. I'm thinking about changing the needle to try and make this go. It'll just like. Won't sew through it. I do the test. Okay, the stitches are working. I fold up fabric really thick. Stitches are working fine. I go try to go through that combination of fabric. It's just like, no. It looks like it's sewing, and then it didn't.
Maybe you need to make your stitches wider.
Tried it.
Or it's closer together. I don't know.
I've tried all of that and different stitch patterns and... It's just something, the combination of those two fabrics.
I hate to say it. You might have to hand sew it.
I'm about there. As soon as I can sit and do something where my head is bent for a period of time, I may be just going ahead and hand sewing this one. The fabric challenge on the next one shouldn't be as great. It's velvet and satin.
You know, so... whip stitch the edges. It'll be fine.
Oh. Yeah. So yeah, that was my freaking out and yelling at my machine yesterday. And... So what have you been up to, Ray?
Well, let's see. I started rewatching Sailor Moon Stars for no reason other than I haven't watched. It's the last season of the 90s Sailor Moon. I haven't watched it since it first came out. Like, because when it came out in 96, we had a local video store, a Japanese food video store / food mart that would give it to you raw. And then we would
dub. that didn't come out on the English version. They did no dubs for that one.
Oh no! What we did was we found fan translations.
Yeah,
and we had our sheets, so we knew that we would read the plot ahead of time. So we knew the episode, what was going to happen. That we would actually watch it. It'd be like, oh wow! And I just haven't done anything like that in forever. So, but now I don't have to worry about that. It's all on Hulu. So, and with subtitles. So I'm just watching it and I'm like, oh yeah, this is far less work. This is nice.
You have to, back in the 90s, we had to work for our anime.
I have tales of mailing out blank VHS tapes for other people to copy onto it and mail it back. And what you would pay is you would just pay either the cost of the tape or the shipping because they're fan subs or fan copies and you don't want to deal with the legal hassle. I have watched conventions get shut down because they had official translation publishing companies at the same con as fan subbers and fan dubbers. And didn't work very well, and the officials threw a fit because they bought the rights, and therefore it was a thing. The 90s was a wild time for weebs. But I've been watching that, doing some random drawings. Because of WandaVision, I had the idea of doing like a little drawing of like different time periods of my life and what sitcom they corresponded to. Aww. So like I did a cute family one that my mom wants a copy of.
The Roseanne.
My dad not so much because he never didn't like Roseanne. But I was like, there we go. So that's the Roseanne family portrait and the Roseanne couch that is badly out of focus because it's my camera.
Oh, but it's granny square Afghan and everything.
Yeah, so that's my 80s, because it's 89. I got it covered. Next for high school for me is the 70s show. Technically, that's 99 because Scott's in the middle. And that's when we met, and I wanted to include him because he definitely made that decade better for me.
Oh.
And also, he looked a lot like Topher Grace when I first met him.
I've seen that picture. Yes, you're not wrong.
And then next, I'm actually kind of stuck on the aughts. Because I had two very different groups. I had my convention group, and then I had my LARP group. So I'm not sure which one of those I want to do. And then
que no los dos, I say in terrible Spanish. Do both.
but it takes away from the thing. I've only got four panels.
Oh, fine.
And the top. And the most recent one is going to be for the 2010s. It's based off Community. And it's going to be Friday Heart, which includes Matt and Linda and all of our other friends. So I'm like, I just feel weird because I don't want to show favoritism to one group over the other. But
I don't think they'll notice.
It's weird. Like, I don't know which one means
well, what. What show were you going to do for the aughts?
I was going to do Scrubs.
That would actually kind of work if you wanted to do like a mishmash of them both. But do whatever you think will work best in the space. It's your drawing.
It is my drawing. I'm really stuck. Like Scott's like, don't do cons. Cons bring up drama. I'm like, LARP bring up drama. They both brought drama.
Has he forgotten?
I'm trying
I'm not
drama
going to
either.
Remind him, but has he forgotten?
Maybe blistering. But that's my fun little drawing. And then Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0. This is just weeb talk, I'm sorry. It was released on March 8th, so technically today, but because midnight in Japan for March 8th correlated to Sunday morning at 10 a.m. here, Studio Kara, the animation studio, showed the first 12 minutes of it, like, just for free on YouTube. If you were watching it during that time, which I was, and I know, I immediately messaged my friend Nigel, who's like the only other Ava freak that I know, who I'm like, maybe they'll forget to turn it off. Maybe we can see more. They turned it off during the opening credits, but we've been waiting over a decade for this movie. It just perpetually kept getting delayed. So it's real. Like, there's two Sailor Moon movies that are released now, and I don't care because this is new. This is new Ava content. And the Sailor Moon movies are just rehashes of crap I already know. Sorry, I'm going really long. Okay. I canceled WoW. I kind of just hit a wall with it. I've done two Covenants. I don't care. I have not raided. I have not crafted legendaries because I can't figure out how to get the stuff without having to do instances. So now I'm just doing pet battles and Warlords of Draenor and Pandaren, Mist of Pandaria stuff that I never did before that I'm actually enjoying until it runs out midway next month. And that's it. I'm done. How are you, Linda?
I bought a game. We went to our Mike's store, our friend who owns the video game, not video games.
Titans,
the comic book store. And Matthew's getting back in the minis, so he was looking at the stock, and I bought Gloom, which is game that Ray and I have played before, and it's basically you're playing as a different family. You're playing, you have four families to choose from, so it's 2 to 4 players. It's a card game, and you play unfortunate events, untimely deaths, and inauspicious instances. It's basically like you play until all of your family members have died under mysterious circumstances. And then whoever has the most negative points wins. It's great. And the cards are really cool because they're a see-through. So, like, you have... Let me get one of these out here. So, you have your family cards, which, you know, this is one of the family cards, and it's transparent, but you can see your dude. But if you play an untimely death, you put it over top of it, and it covers it with, like, a gravestone.
Oh, neat.
And then all your points are here on this side in different little, like, circles and little boxes. And so I know I'm not going to have anybody except Matthew to play with for a little while, but I am set with this, and I have Alice is missing. I have so many games to play with people when I'm able to again. But I've wanted Gloom since I played it, which was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now. So now I have it. And then I showed you guys during production meeting last week, but for everyone else, I have finished Her Majesty, the Queen of England. That's a little too jaunty there. So she's all done. I got her with her hair and her little bag. So I'm very pleased with how she came out. I need to, the head's a little wibbly, but I'm good. I'll fix it. So the only
skin
kind
tone's
of...
a little dark, don't you think?
Hmm? Sorry,
I had to.
I don't know. I just
in light of recent events.
Happy International Women's Day, everybody. Moving along.
I also just finished like 2 seconds ago this shawl, so it's very pretty. It's a nice neutral. It's got little dragonfly patterns on it. It's lovely and cozy. And then I got a mystery puzzle. So it's based on now literally it's how based on happen? Like it's based on the Orient Express. And you read the mystery. It's not based on the actual Orient Express because that's way too long and it's very convoluted. But it's a good read. But it's like a truncated version of it. Somebody else does the crime so that it's, you know, even if you know the book, you don't know the answer to the mystery. But literally, you read the booklet and then you put the puzzle together and you don't know what the puzzle looks like. So I was going by colors and shapes because I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is a train car because it's set on a train. And it's set in, you know, kind of Edwardian-esque. So there's probably going to be like a teacup and a hat box and something, I don't know. And as I'm going through, I'm discovering things on the puzzle like, oh, there is a hat box. Oh, look, there's a dress. Oh, all this cool stuff. And the puzzle itself wasn't super difficult. Like if I had had the actual picture to look at, I probably could have gotten it done in like one sitting. As it was, it took me like two sets of times for like 2 days. But it's really neat. And I'm probably going to end up gluing it and putting it up in a frame because the puzzle itself is really cool. It's got all these neat details. You know, there's like the train car and it's got the big window with like the mountains in the background. It's very neat.
Neat.
Very cool.
And then the back of the booklet has like the solution, which you're supposed to read in a mirror, but I just took a picture of it and then flipped it. I didn't have time for that.
I think, yeah. Man.
And then
you just reminded me, I bet the original Clan Nosferatu book will be easier to read now. Because used to, when you had that, you held it up to a mirror, you turned it upside down.
Yeah, now you can just take a picture of it and like, switch, switch, switch. And then lastly, we went on Sunday to have this socially distant barbecue and cake with my parents. For like a big birthday thing, because my birthday, my husband's birthday, and my father's birthday are all in March. So we're like, let's do one birthday thing, get it done with, and be nice and safe. But my mom barbecue got cake. Me fancy shoes. These are from Hot Chocolate Design, and they are called the Black Tudor Mary Janes. They actually have, it's really difficult to see because my camera is dark, but they actually have little tiny blue rosettes on the black.
Oh, okay.
These are glorious. I wore them today with this lovely outfit that I'm wearing. And I was like, look at my shoes. Look how awesome my shoes are.
What's the name of the place you got them?
They're called Hot Chocolate Designs.
Okay. I'm writing this down. Holy cow.
I wonder if they're one of the ones I keep seeing on my...
And then my mom was like, so I have some other shoes for you to try on because I bought a bunch and I bought them in the wrong size because my feet were swollen and now they're not, so I can't wear them. And so I came home with 7 pairs of shoes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm supposed to see my mom this weekend. I anticipate something similar with her clearing out her sewing and jewelry sets.
Oh yeah, I come home with parting gifts. Whenever I go to her house.
Yes, Hot Chocolate Design is the one I keep seeing on my Facebook lately. Because I have the astrology shoes.
Yes, the astrology shoes.
How is the sizing? Are they true to size?
I got a size 9, and they fit me very, very nicely. You can measure your foot. Like, they have their size chart is literally by inch. So if you are not sure... they actually go through, they tell you, like, put your foot on a piece of paper and, like, draw and then measure and go by whatever inches you are. But
awesome.
But I got a size 9 and I wear a size 9 and they fit really well. I will say they were really comfortable, but they are heels, and I don't usually wear heels. So like halfway during the day, my ankles were like, "Madam, you have not worn heels in several months. I do protest." That was not the fault of the shoes. That was the fault of me not wearing heels for a couple of months.
Yeah.
All right. So that is everyone caught up on our shenanigans.
Yeah, I got a text in the middle of that. Like, my husband must actually be listening to the show. So, Ray, to answer your question, it was Soulforge Layer 6. I'm pretty sure there were some bugs.
Yeah.
There did seem to be some bugs. Like, stuff was healing itself. There just wasn't any way to live through some of it, so.
No, I know I've ran into a boss that, because I was a melee class, I could not kill. Like, apparently the boss you got was just kind of random, and I'm like, well, F this! Because I looked it up, I'm like, I am not this bad at playing a paladin. I usually never die. What the heck? So.
Right. What is going on?
I know it's buggy, and if you're melee.
I got an anima talent that let me have no cooldown on rebirth. And there was a point in one of these fights where I was using it on Rob's a warlock, and he uses his little blue tank, you know, the blueberry. And I just was resurrecting his demon, our tank, over and over and over. It was ridiculous.
At least that bug was in your favor. All right, so we're going to get into, harder stuff now. So we're going to be talking about the Kickstarter zine short for, you know, magazine kind of thing. So I guess we need to get into the backstory first, otherwise it's not going to make sense.
Yeah. Well,
so...
I guess.
Well, okay. So for the Kickstarter itself was, let me open up my notes.
I guess you say what
within...
the event was, how
yes,
it was disrupted.
The notes
why,
within the notes.
Right? Yeah.
So, Zine Quest 3 is a high profile event at Kickstarter that celebrates the independent tabletop role playing game community. So, they basically, it's a time for them to kind of spotlight and promote like small creators.
And independent tabletop game developers in particular.
Exactly. So this is something that's pretty big in that community because it's a time for them to be like, here's my stuff, you know, and Kickstarter's helping them and buoying them up to like, you know, showing them off at the top of, you know, if you're looking through Kickstarter, then they'll be up at the top. And one of these was something called the Perfect RPG, which was this gentleman, let me get his name correct, otherwise I'll be mad at myself. Luke Crane. He had one open that was... how many creators was it? It was a big old list of creators that he was basically showing off for this one particular zine.
Almost two dozen authors.
Yeah, two dozen.
Yeah, wow.
But they weren't told who some of the other contributors were going to be. And this is where the drama starts, because one of the creators who was listed kind of at the very end in kind of a sneaky way is Adam Coball. So back up a step, and we tell you about what Adam Coball did. So Adam Coball was a DM for some actual plays and live plays on Twitch and YouTube. I believe it's Twitch and YouTube that he did. Back it was last year or the year before.
It was last year.
Last year in April. And he was running a series called Fair Verona. In this series, they had like 90 episodes under their belt. They were quite popular. A lot of people tuned in to watch them live. And during one of these sessions, he basically ran a scene where someone was sexually assaulted. One of the PCs was sexually assaulted by an NPC. So one of his PCs, and he was running the NPC. Now, this is a problem, obviously, mostly because the PCs, the player characters, the players had no indication that this was going to happen. He did not discuss it beforehand. They didn't have anything in place for them to say, wait, stop, I'm not comfortable, which is very weird because Adam Coball, as a GM, was a very big proponent of like the X card, the lines and veils system, which are both systems that are put in place to for the players to be like, hey, in the X card, you know, instance, this is my X card. This is what I do not want brought up during my game.
Mm-hmm. And you could then pull it up during the course of game, be like, fade to black?
Or yeah, it's a literal card with an X on it. You'd be like, I'm opting out.
Yeah, it's your safe word. Mm-hmm. The veils,
very
and,
important.
Yeah, the whatever in veils is the more... Lines and veils is something... Like, you beforehand have a discussion to create a safe space in a gaming environment of, like, these are things that I am not, these are my lines, these are my boundaries, we can't mm-hmm. do this in the game, so that you know, and the GM has that ahead of time, and it can be in the rules, and then the X card is kind of like your safe word, like, hey, I'm out, I'm triggered.
Yep, red,
and then
stop.
They
yep.
didn't do any of that.
None of that was in place, and, they came on, he and one of the network folks that works with him, like, came on later to kind of address the incident, and a lot of fans did not find the way that they addressed it satisfying. A lot of them felt like he was pushing blame onto the player. A lot of them felt like he was not actually apologizing for what he had done. And then later on, the player who this happened to actually came out with her own kind of video on YouTube. And it's there if you want to listen to it. It's very telling. And it just...
The entire cast and... Like to clarify,
the entire cast quit. By the way,
yeah, cast quit.
The entire cast quit after that, and it was canceled.
Yeah, and there's a whole network. I mean, this was part of a network where it was actually they had like 250,000 view on demands for this one game in this network of games, and that whole show got canceled. I mean, he did in his apologies. I mean, it did seem like, well, you know, oops, sorry, we're offended type stuff. It seemed like, but then. He said he was going to step out of, and I found this interesting in looking at what happened with him just getting involved in this little project on Kickstarter, mm-hmm. because he said, and when his apologies seemed to get more, a little better owning his shit, he never mm-hmm. really seemed to go as far as the just, I am sorry and I regret this, like the real apology people want instead of, oh, well, we'll try to be better and, oh, make this a safe space. It was all very cold sounding. But he did say, all right, I'm going to step completely away from RPGs for a while and I'm going to get some therapy and address mm-hmm. this in with someone who can hold me accountability person. And like that, I was like, all right, he knows he fucked up. Maybe, you know,
yeah.
he can work on this and be better. And then, a little less than a year later, he obviously didn't step away from RPGs because he
yeah.
had a game ready to go and put on a Kickstarter that he had developed and just tried to jump back in on this bandwagon instead of coming out ahead of it with like, hey, here's where I am right now. I mean, that's just...
It went kind of
his
from...
His poor judgment in writing
nothing,
the scene.
It went from nothing to, I have something to show you. And that's... He should have probably... tested the waters a little bit.
But yeah, I mean, so, some things are unforgivable, and some things are forgivable if you get better. He certainly didn't do a good job of showing he's gotten better. No one knows what he did or didn't do in the meantime. And then I went and looked at the video from the player who was the most directly affected, because it was her character that was assaulted. And that in itself really turned me against, like, yeah, no, this isn't just canceling. This isn't just, oh, your apology isn't good enough. This guy went way over the damn line, premeditated, for him to be so dense to not think anyone might even have a problem with that is like a really icky, problematic, like, dude, and, even came up with things... that story. Maybe I wouldn't trust him to be a GM either, because he's using his power. It's like a Me Too thing to, like, put your story on somebody and then not and even
things,
talk through
things
it.
Things have come out. The alleged things have come out from, like, his girlfriend at the time, about the way he acts, the way he acted. And I'm not going to go into that because it's
hearsay.
It's hearsay. It's he said, she said. So, but just know that that is also out there.
If you're inclined.
If you're inclined. So hop back forward to this Kickstarter coming out. So not only was he supposed to be involved before it got canceled, because it then got canceled because all the other creators pulled out of it. The way that it was handled was very poorly done, because the names of the contributors were put up, and then when it was actually published, they were put up again, but in opposite order. They were put up Z to A, because his name starts, he's Adam Coble, his name starts with an A, and he was the very, very last person to be credited. And you know that was on purpose.
Yeah, that's pretty shady, just to try and reverse it like that. Like,
I don't know, I feel really bad for, like, what was Luke Crane thinking, right? Like, he's the exec at Kickstarter, who has fostered community for so long, who has made Kickstarter such a good platform for independent RPGs for so long, and to bring this in and not see that coming is kind of crazy. I mean, I will credit his quick response. People started pulling out, and he was like, all right, shit. And even though they had funded it by almost 200%, 100%, he canceled it, wrote to, like, there's a statement out there, but it only went to the people who were the backers, like, sorry, we're not doing it. We're not doing another format. Like, just canceled it. Although he's probably trying to save his ass.
The note that he attached to it was very... I don't know how I feel about the note he attached to it, because it's called, the note says redacted to reduce further harassment.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was taking out all the stuff on there, because basically it could have led to, it pulled all the content showing the description of the thing, so it didn't have all the other contributors on there.
Yeah.
That had bailed out, because you didn't want people going after them who didn't bother to read the story and see that those collaborators didn't know.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Again, I don't know what to think about Crane, just because maybe Adam's his friend, or maybe he thought that there'd been enough time that had passed. It's just
it had blown over.
I mean, just the
he
way
had
that
to
the,
have known about it, so it's not
the
like
name.
He...
It's just the naming convention that every like. I don't. He. It's obvious it was done on purpose, but I don't know what he was expecting.
Yeah.
It's a very sensitive and topic, because, you know, that's not just something that can be like, oh, well, it happened almost a year ago. We'll just shove that under the rug. That's not how it works, especially not in the internet age.
No, no. And
the YouTube video that's been archived with that, the last Fair Verona play, is still up on YouTube. P.S. And by the way.
Yeah, I didn't. I haven't been able to bring myself to go to watch it, honestly.
I have not either, but it's still there, which yeah. I don't know what I feel about.
I'm going to watch it. I feel like I have to be completely fair, because, I mean, I did watch Esme's response and her experience of, you know, this happening to her. And, I mean, that was, for me, the most plenty damning. I mean, it can't refute, because he spoke to her, the GM spoke to her about her character development before this happened. Like, right before this happened, like, where she saw it going. And, oh, well, I'm interested in, like, him. It's an android. And mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's some yeah. people out there who are going to be going, like, what are you talking about, sexual assault? Shut up. That's not, it's sentient. And mm-hmm. it's a person playing it. So none of that's relevant. But that she had talked to him about wanting to get rid of the synthesized voice they had and wanting to learn to, like, be able to say no to more people. Like, she's trying to humanize this character. And basically, like, we've got a Pinocchio situation. And mm-hmm. the Jim responds by having that character sexually assaulted for, like, I mean... After the leading into the room, I mean, the whole description of the incident is horrifying. Mm. Like that character, yeah, that character no, unwittingly was trusting her
no,
GM.
No. Sorry.
Studio Cat has stolen yarn.
My cat was going after my shoes.
Oh.
My new no. shoes.
But
it's a bit more than yarn.
The character trusts the GM, and I can... You do. I mean, we've played these games. You trust these people. Like, you trust a GM to lead you through a story, and it's, you know, a safe space and not to do things to, I mean, emotionally hurt you or whatever, or your character, or bully you around, and you don't play with people who play that way. and then you've got this giant audience, like a 250,000 people are watching, you know, at any given, or rewatching anyway, and then to be led into this, oh, okay, well, I'm going, he said, I know this repair guy, so I'll take the whole group there and say, oh, no, it's okay, I know him, and then have that happen to your character. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of used her character to set it up, too, and she, wow.
Yeah, and, like, there was no warning for the audience members, and...
Yeah, because it, obviously it's very triggering for the players, but it could be very triggering for your audience as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how that didn't cross his mind.
Well, yeah, and the writing of the scene to begin with, like, how this fucked up idea, the thing he had done... And then his apologies, and that's why people are like, oh, hell no, on the apologies, because they're like, well, I mean, sometimes you write a story and it doesn't land the way you intended.
How did you think it was going to land?
Yeah, this is way past, how did you think this was going to land? I mean, other than you could have had the fallout of everybody goes in and kills the dude, because then it's a bad guy, but that's not what happened either. He just apparently ended the scenario with this thing that just happened. So yeah, it's disturbing, and he certainly shouldn't be trusted to be a GM. And it's unfortunate that, somebody tried to sneak him in on this fantastic event idea.
It seemed like it was going to be really like
to support independent creators.
And Kickstarter actually, like, release their own statement about, like, looking into the incident and seeing, like, what the truth of it is and what happened, so...
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, I think there's probably a decent chance that dude's gonna lose his job over this.
Maybe.
And...
He said, kind of a shame, but... Works.
What was that, Ray?
He works for Kickstarter?
Yeah, he's one of the people pushes the green light for letting...
No, Coble like... doesn't.
No, okay. not Coble. Crane.
Yes,
okay.
Luke
yeah.
Crane.
Yeah.
And he's like a VP there now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Kickstarter's like, Yeah, we are perfectly fine. Like, our, you know, people on our team are also allowed to make their own Kickstarters, and we're aware that this happened. Actually, I can read it if you want. It's like, we are aware of the project that Luke launched and canceled over the weekend, and we are currently investigating the incident and working to gain a better understanding of what happened. We're also working with our team internally to ensure we're continuing to create a safe environment for each other that reflects our values and supports creative work. And, of course, while we encourage employees to create and back people's projects on our platform, projects are personal endeavors and do not represent Kickstarter's views as a company. That is all I can share at this time. We'll let you know if anything changes.
Oh, dear. That's the personal projects do not represent Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, some companies have... The thing is that some companies have, like, defended people that maybe they shouldn't have in the past, but Kickstarter is going to get a lot of flack if they don't do something. Yeah. And they're, you know, they're an internet, I mean, they start on the internet, they're an internet-based company, so.
It'll be interesting to see what the fallout is here. I mean, this guy had a really heinous lapse in judgment to go ahead and include Coble.
Mm-hmm.
Try and sneak it under the thing is a big thing.
Yeah, just, you know, just trying to be sneaky about it is really what's shooting him. How do you think
the other creators wouldn't catch it and call him out? I mean, that seems nuts to me.
I don't know. It was only,
what did I say? Almost 24, but like it's such a small, tight community of people who are like go-getters creating their own games and trying to promote them and using Kickstarter. And of course, they're going to go, ooh, who else is in this list with me? We're going to get all these games sold. We're, you know, this is such a great collaboration. Of course, they're going to look, and of course, they're going to be exactly the people who watch online gaming and be like, oh shit. I'm out. Like, the lack of foresight is kind of astounding from somebody who's been working at Kickstarter all this time.
I really hope that the collaborators who are on this project get their chance to show off their games. Because it really sucks that the rest of them are, you know, they made their decision based on their morals, and I'm happy that they did that about pulling out and not being part of it, but I really hope that they get to, you know, showcase what they've made.
Yeah, that would probably be a really good idea for Kickstarter to do something about this, is to basically have another, take a standalone event, because there was just a few days left in this Zine Quest event when this all hit the fan. Like, create a tabletop RPG day, do a standalone event showcasing these type of creators. Make sure you don't have any fuckwads in it like Coble. Sorry. That was...
You're allowed to your opinion in Bird's
Yes. Fun. This is literally a podcast with opinions.
We're not normally a drama podcast.
I mean, he may have gotten better now, but...
I don't think this was not the reintroduction that should have happened. If he's really turned over a new leaf, he should have done it a different way.
Yeah. If he's turning over a leaf, I'd love to hear it. I would love to see him. I would watch his stream of him and his therapist or his accountability buddies that he had talking about safe spaces and RPGs. How about contribute that back to this network that you stained with your mistake?
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe Kickstarter will do something. We should keep an eye on that and maybe give those ones that, like, lost out to this mess on getting their project back. Or just back their project to the amount that it had gotten to. I mean, they're not going to take the money from the people. It's canceled. And that's the trouble, though, because it was this Adam, the guy that works, Luke Crane. It was his Kickstarter, and he canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why don't we could do it? Let's start a Kickstarter. Let's find out who those creators are. And start a Kickstarter for them. Critical Role. Critical Role should do it. They get backed right away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now that we've brought everyone up to speed on the drama, at least that we know of. I don't know, more things might have happened by the time this gets out.
Maybe. I will put links in our show notes to the Polygon articles about the zine drama, the what happened with Fair Verona, and I will put the YouTube link to the player who is affected's description of what happened from her point of view.
Yep. So we got to dip into these harder topics every now and then. So that's ours for this month. So on lighter notes, what are y'all most anticipating coming up?
Oh, my first. Sorry, I was trying to rest my.
Yeah, you're fine.
Let's see.
Hopefully, finally recovering. I'm really excited about that. Because the lack of pain would be great. If I can just stop overdoing because I feel a little better, that would be great. Like, I could walk around, and so I made, like, mashed potatoes with fresh chives from out in the yard and grilled a London broil, and now I'm like, ow. And I really want to make some earrings along with finishing that pouch. I did pick up my little, like, $16 check from the coffee shop a few days ago, and the girl who was, she's like, people really like those dragonfly earrings. It's like, there's only one pair left. I can make as many of those as I want and put them there and they all sell. It's the only thing that has constant turnover of the stuff I sell. And she was also super sweet. She's like, oh, you have new bracelets over here. I didn't know that. So yay. So I have to get some more of those over there. And the sewing done, but it's going to involve neck things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully more painting.
Yay.
That's good. Hopefully feeling better. Number one.
I might print out and color that picture, Ray, by the way. For those of you, you out there, I'm going to be adding to the previous show a wonderful picture that Ray made of me stabbing Sylvanas.
Against all my horde instincts and specifically my love of Sylvanas.
Why do you like the bad girls? You always like the bad girls.
I know why. I pegged this last night. Like, my husband's orientation explains his taste in other women. Is just, he's fell curious.
Seems about right. Dude, I still think she's playing 4D, or I think she thinks she's playing 4D chess, and then she just realized with this last, with the last cinematic, like, oh crap, I really don't know what's going on. Frack. I messed up.
Frack.
We'll see.
We'll see. As for me, I've got Curse of Strahd on Wednesday, so I'm excited about that. And I'm hoping that I will be able to find a cam rip of 3.0 plus 1.0, because I am that crazy person. When it's a movie I've wanted to see, I will find the terrible copy of it to watch it. And as soon as I can watch a legit copy of it, I will. And as soon as I can purchase that copy, I will. I've done this multiple times. This is the way it goes.
I can't.
Oh, Anna, can't. Why don't you let me just give you money now? Why are you making an international release so difficult after an additional year of waiting because of this wonderful pandemic? I'm really looking forward to this movie. I need it. I need it now. I need it yesterday.
I just can't get into a movie or media where the main character is such a wet blanket.
That main character was me! I was that main character at 13!
You weren't... I can't say that because I didn't know you at 13, but I don't think you were ever that, oh dear. It's like, he's like the worst Eeyore ever.
Shinji's not an ER. He's way better in the rebuilds. He has the backbone in the rebuilds and actually but I acknowledge that Ava came to me in my early teens, and I, much like Sailor Moon, really resonated, and also a depressed teen. Like, holy crap, that's depression being shown and expressed in a way that I could go to, like, anybody and be like, this is what depression is like. Now you know.
I mean, that's fair.
It's new. It's new. That's the big thing. Like, it's a new ending to this story, and I need it.
And then, as for me, I've got my adorable and light and fluffy cat game coming up on Wednesday. So, play my little prissy indoor cat. And then I'm getting back to work on the dragon blanket. I actually, like, when I moved my craft room down to the basement, I took it and I actually put it in, like, it's in a drawer, so I put the drawer in where the drawer goes, and I kind of forgot about it for a little bit, you know, about 3 months. but I have taken it out and I have it here so I can work on it. And I've kept it in the drawer because it's so big that, and there's so many balls of yarn coming off of it that I have to keep them in the drawer so I can just turn the drawer around when I need to, like, flip the blanket around. It's big. But now I have it up here, and this will be my binging YouTube project while I'm just mindlessly watching YouTube at my computer.
Right on.
So there's that.
Yeah, I'm also... I do want to say thank you to BK Offered. I received a Steam copy of Among Us. Ooh. So Friday night, I think I will be... Or maybe Wednesday night if I'm feeling up to it. But either Wednesday and or Friday, we'll be joining the Dive In Club stream team to play some Among Us. They're like, more excuses you have. My exciting nerdy Friday nights at home. And remember, mm-hmm. folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be not the date that's in the notes, because that's Sorry. How this works. Sorry. Our next one will be on March 15th. At 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet, and you can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch. And yes. Swag.
We have swag for, is it our $5 patrons? I believe it's our $5.
Yep. They're nice and ladies.
Damn it, I always leave them on the other side of the room. You can get a tiny crewmate. A little crewmate.
And I can't see the list to thank all of our patrons because I don't have login. Well,
I can do it.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, folks. We've been meaning to do this. Our patronage, I mean, 2020 was hard on everybody, and we lost a lot of patrons last year, and it's starting to creep back up a little recently. A couple months ago, we had some new folks, and I wanted to update our list and thank you all personally. There's only, like, 8 of us. I'm one. I feel like I need to invest in our own show, and I've been doing that for a long time. But I wanted to thank personally right now, a nice new start, to all of our current patrons. And I mean, tell your friends, and if you want to give us a raise, that would be awesome. But we are so happy to have you supporting us here for this long. The show is coming up on next month. It'll be like 5th year. And it's been a great gift to my life to be creating this content for you folks. So I wanted to thank Kent, also known as Del Noche, Willie Scott, Flavor Toothpaste, Vinod Thomas. He is at our night level. I'm going to be giving him a keychain, and the next time I see him, he does live in a town not too far from me. Jeffrey Zilks, Dark Redeemer. He's Diamond Club. Eric Ellis, who is a very, you know, longtime patron back from October 2016. And Sean O'Connor from September 2016. He's been a patron longer than I have. So thank you all so very much. And like Ray said, we appreciate your subs and your bits on Twitch when you can show up, that you can, you know, you can subscribe on Twitch or you can throw us bits that are free. You just watch ads, or if you have Amazon Prime, I sub to us with that as well.
Yep.
So thanks so much, patrons.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
We try to get you extra goodies, and the more patrons we get, the more extra goodies you get. Yes. We got a goal still sitting there. Like, if we get up to like $100 a month, I think it is, we're gonna have a game night where you can come play games with us.
It's like we're building on top of it.
Maybe we can play Among Us. We all have Among Us now. Maybe we can play Among Us with our patrons.
Right?
Friends. Okay. Ray will get that reference. and another way you can show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving us a review is free, and they help our ranking, which can help other people find our podcast. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word. And where can we find you lovely ladies on the interwebs? Amber.
I was responding to the chat. That's what I do.
Oh, okay.
JF DeBoe is there, who has been a guest on our show. How awesome is that? It's good to see him in there. Actually, I'll take the second to say, oh my gosh, Jeff. I named our fig bush that we planted. We named it Olivia. And I think it died.
No.
And so I'm scared to like catch up on Aquilo now. So hopefully I can fix the fig. Anyway, I'm September, also known as 9 of 12. And you can reach me on Twitter or Twitch or just about anywhere else using that number.
You can find me on Instagram under Dappledame and on Twitch as Ray Aino. And someday I'll post content on Twitch again. I promise.
You can find the Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at The Jen Plays, and you can find everything that she has at thejensays.com because she still owns it. And you can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc, M-I-S-C, and you can check out my website store at madcapm.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.